Fighters, it's time for Monday Mojo, your kick in the tail to help you attack the week and move one step closer to your goals. We're in and out of here in less than 5 minutes. Let's go. Fighters, one of the quickest ways that we can get this show into the ears of more contractors and add value to them and in turn bring respect and dignity back to the trades is ratings and reviews. My ask for you today is simple. Go give us a rating and a review. That's it. Share how this show has helped you. Share how it's added value to you in any way, shape, or form. Do that so that this show reaches more contractors and makes the industry better for everybody. Super appreciate that. You guys rock. Let's do this. Fighters, today I want to talk to you about the importance of your brand. Okay. Now, just to define this really quick, your brand is not your logo. Okay. It's not your company colors and all that stuff. That is your brand identity, right? Now, the word brand does come from a mark that was like made on an animal, right? They would brand the animal so you know whose it is. Okay. But over time, this word has expanded in its meaning. And so how I've always defined brand is simply this. What do people think when they see your name, when they hear your name, when they see your company? What story are you telling the world? Okay. So I could say Walmart. You immediately thought of something right there. Okay. Probably some fat chick walking around in a fucking, I don't know, pair of underwear that's like butt floss or something, right? Okay. Or if I say BMW, okay. What you think, that's basically the story that's been told. All right. Hopefully that makes sense. You have an experience with a restaurant and it's shitty. Okay. They just told you a story. Now that's how you associate their brand. Okay. Well, listen, I know many of you, you're working really, really hard to build something great. You're busting your, I'm telling you, if you're listening to this, you're in the top 2% of home improvement contractors. All right. This is the largest podcast on the planet. Okay. Downloads and impact and all that stuff. When it comes to the contracting world. And I want you to be proud of the fact that if you're listening to this and other podcasts and reading books and things like that, you're working your ass off to build something great. And you need to pat your fucking self on the back for that. All right. And my encouragement for you is this: be proud. Okay. Be proud of the work you're putting in. Be proud of the brand that you're building. Be proud of the work you've already done up until this point, even if it included you getting the shit kicked out of you, because those are lessons. And then you also need to be proud of those lessons learned and be grateful for the adversity that comes your way. Okay. Jocko, I think, said, you know, when adversity comes, something goes wrong or whatever it might be, his first reaction is good. All right. So if you lost money on a job today, good. Imagine how things would change if you reframed shit like that, right? Good, because what's the lesson? How can I get better? Okay, yeah, I still got to go through the pain, but good. This is an opportunity for me to level up, to get better, to grow. So my encouragement here is this. I said I was going to talk quickly about protecting your brand. If anyone or anything is in the way of the story that you want being told to the world about your brand, you need to chop them off. All right? And I don't mean that like you got to be an asshole. What I mean, if you have an employee, okay, that let's just say you have a crew leader that's continuously late and they have an increasing number of callbacks or the customer's calling the office going, hey, when's Sam coming today? Okay, I haven't heard from Sam. When's the crew getting here? And shit like that. Sam's fucking with your brand and Sam needs to go. Now, you should work with Sam and mentor him and give him every chance in the world. Okay, I'm a big fan of that to get his head out of his ass. All right. But Sam wasn't there when you signed the incorporation papers. He wasn't there necessarily with all the hard work you've done. He's certainly not with you at fucking 1 a.m. in the morning when you're trying to figure out how you're going to get the phone to ring next week and where the crew's going to go. All right. So a lot of y'all, and I'm one of you, which is why I'm giving you shit about this. Okay. I'm a nice guy. Believe it or not, deep down, my team's always on me. They're like, you're too fucking nice. You're too fucking nice. You're too fucking nice. I'm like, what'd you say? And they're like, you're too fucking nice. Until I'm not. So one of the things I'm always working on really hard the last couple of years is being more in the moment and laying out clear expectations for people and letting their results make the case whether or not, you know, they get to be part of the team. And there's nothing like hard about this. It's just, it is what it is. Not everyone's a fit. Okay. Hopefully this makes sense, guys. Protect your brand. It takes you years to build it. In fact, I don't know if you know this, but there's a stat out there. It takes a person an average of 20 years to become a millionaire. Guys, it's going to take you 20 years to build a strong brand. Okay? To get on the fucking map and have the respect. Some of you are going to do it quicker and at smaller levels and things like that. But if you really want to build a kick-ass company, massively profitable, blah, 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 you got to be fanatical about protecting your brand, protect your name, and protect the stories, okay, that are being told, or controlling the stories that are being told. And the way you do that is you're a fucking sheepdog when it comes to your brand. You guys rock. I got to roll. Fighters, I appreciate you hanging out with me today as you kick your week off. Go do something great. All right. Don't let anyone, anything get in your way, and don't be anyone or anything's little bitch. This is your week. And if you're going to win the week, you need to win today. You win today, you create momentum, and then you win Tuesday, and then you win Wednesday, and so on. You all know how it works, but it starts right now. You got to come out of the gate hard. Like I said, I appreciate you hanging out here today. If you want to connect with me more and get some other great content that we have going out there, I want to encourage you to head to Instagram and follow me at RealTomReber. I'd appreciate that. You guys rock. I got to roll. We'll see you next Monday.